All right, it is that time of year. On the Friday before Thanksgiving for the last 46 years, NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg has shared with listeners a family recipe. She says, it sounds terrible, but tastes terrific, and you should be the judge. Here comes Mama Stamberg's cranberry relish.
What can I say? I believe in tradition. I also believe in my late mother-in-law's recipe, tart, tangy, icy, and yes, the color of Pepto-Bismol. It's a lovely, shocking pink. Each year, I'm hard-pressed to come up with a new way to present it. This time, I got help from Justine Kennan, a producer on All Things Considered.
So, Susan, have you and Josh ever made it together?
Josh is my son, Josh Stamberg, the actor.
Have you and Josh and his daughter ever made it together? Surely it's time for your granddaughter to know how to make it.
So you can blame Justine for what follows.
Come on, Vivertuni, come on.
I just want to read what
Vivian Stamberg was 8 when we recorded this right before Thanksgiving last year. She was just dying to get started.
Come on, Viv.
She moseyed into the kitchen. We were gathering equipment.
Please, we've got to get out the meat grinder.
Anything that you see down there from 1910 or earlier, we need. That's it. Perfect.
Continuing a tradition her dad created at her age, Viv opens the back door and makes an announcement to the backyard. The ingredients are laid out. Raw cranberries, you wash them first. A small onion. Put them into the funnel on top of the meat grinder. I have never owned a food processor. Grind the onion and the berries together by cranking the big handle. It's not working. Instead of a chunky onion and berry pulp, all that comes out is bright red juice. Cranberry and onion juice. Vivian insists on tasting it.
I like it.
Usually she likes ice cream. We struggle with the grinder. It's not grinding. Blade must be wrong.
We had a problem with the cranberries!
Blade flipped. The grind begins.
More cranberries.
Okay, that's good.
Ow, wait, you got my thumb.
It's going beautifully.
So we just have a few berries that didn't...
The finally ground up stuff goes into a bowl, then goes everything else. A half a cup of sugar.
Sour cream.
3/4 cup. Oh, now it's all turning pink. And the last extremely controversial ingredient.
Wow, it looks really old, that horseradish. How old is that?
2 tablespoons of horseradish.
Oh, about 12 years.
Perfect.
I mean, how much coal is there for horseradish in the course of a year? You stir it all together.
I'm kind of scared to taste it.
Here we go.
Ready, many Viv? People feel that way, Viv.
Josh tries it.
Mmm, so close.
But he thinks it's too sweet. We put in more horseradish.
Still too sweet.
Ooh, it is so sweet.
More. And more.
Needs more.
Mm-hmm.
You'll do it? More horseradish?
And more. Pretty much the whole jar is in by now. The color's right. Nice consistency, chunks of berries and onions, but it's not tangy. No bite. Someone, me, leaves, buys a new jar of horseradish, mixes in a fresh tablespoon or two. Voila, just right. Josh and I are relieved, but it's not unanimous.
I'm never tasting that again.
She helps, though. Puts it in a container to freeze it. On Thanksgiving morning, I'll move it from the freezer to the refrigerator to thaw. Culinary tasks completed. Miss Vivian Stamberg tries a different art form. And thus the grinder has been passed to a new generation. Next year, her little sister Lena may get into the act. Meantime, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.